the interest and concern generated by global climate change last year when Al Gore and scientists on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and when grassroots activity erupted across the country, especially among young people, seems to have now been eclipsed by concerns about the economy. The current financial crisis has driven much of the news coverage about the climate crisis off the pages of newspapers and off the airwaves. But many people are still working hard to push for action to reduce greenhouse gases, which environmental scientists consider as much of a crisis, albeit a slow-motion one, as the financial meltdown. Bill McKibben is the author of The End of Nature, the first book on global warming, written in 1989 for a popular audience. McKibben has written several other books on climate change since then, and in recent years has become an activist and organizer. In 2007, he and six students from Vermont's Middlebury College, where he is a scholar in residence, organized 1,400 local actions as part of Step It Up, which called on politicians to reduce carbon emissions 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with McKibben about the future of the movement to slow climate change and what's at stake in this year's U.S. presidential election.
This presidential election, without any question, is the most important one of the global warming era. It's the last chance, from what the scientists are now telling us, that we're going to have to make any real policy shifts that stand much chance of affecting the long-term outcome. As Rajendra Pachauri, the head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the Indian scientist who accepted the Nobel along with Al Gore last year, as he said recently, if we haven't made fundamental changes by 2012 in the way that we're using carbon around the world, if we haven't made fundamental moves away from coal and gas and oil, then the physical momentum of this problem will just be so large that we won't ever be able to get a handle on it. Which means, since 2012 is our next election, that this is the last president who really has a shot at that. It looked like it might be a real conversation about global warming at the beginning, because John McCain, more than most Republicans, has done reasonable work on this subject in the past. Unfortunately, that seems to have shifted. He hasn't been talking about this issue. And most distressingly, of course, he's added Sarah Palin to his ticket, who appears not even to believe that global warming is real. Happily, there's been more talk, at least more talk, from the Democratic side. Barack Obama adopted the demand of people across the country in demonstrations last year. We organized 1,400 demonstrations across the country at Step It Up for 80% cuts in carbon emissions by 2050. The real question is, will he or McCain or anybody resume American leadership on this issue in the international forum? We have to take not only actions to cut our own carbon emissions, but to bring the rest of the world under control. And that's going to be the key question. The world's leaders are meeting in Poland in December of this year for a big meeting that's 1 year ahead of the final international climate conference set for Copenhagen in December of 2009. We've launched a drive at our website, 350.org, 350.org, to get people to send emails to both McCain and Obama asking them, please, to come, if they're elected, to that meeting in Poland and to demonstrate that America is going to get back in the game, that we're going to play some role in the future, as we have not for the last 8 years, in the international effort to control carbon dioxide. This will be a real signal to the rest of the world, if they decide to come, that we're going to resume America's traditional role of leadership in dealing with environmental questions, that we're serious about trying to cut some kind of deal with the Chinese and the Indians, that there's some possibility for real progress. That, I think, will be the best tell that we're going to get about whether or not either one of them is really deeply serious about dealing with global warming before it's too late.
I take it that you mean Obama has endorsed the goal of 80% carbon reduction by 2050, but he's promoted so-called clean coal as one of the solutions.
I'm not telling you in any way that anybody's perfect on this issue. neither of these guys, and in fact, essentially virtually no one in the U.S. Senate or almost any place else in the halls of power. We've got lots of work to do to build a movement to hold them accountable, to try to make them do the things that they need doing, because you're right, the vested interests behind the coal and the ethanol and the nuclear and all the other industries are going to be on them all the time to do expensive and slow things that won't produce the kind of rapid change that we need. That's why I've spent the last couple of years trying to build a movement first around this country and now around the world at 350.org, that 350 number, referring to what the scientists now tell us is the most carbon measured in parts per million that we can safely have in the atmosphere.
And what are we up to now?
Unfortunately, we're over. We're at 387. We're just like the guy who went to the doctor and the doctor said, your cholesterol is too high. You're in that zone where you're going to have that heart attack or that stroke. You've got to bring it down. We've got to bring it down. It means emergency action around the world. It means not only not opening new coal-fired power plants, but closing down many of the ones we already have operating. It is a tough order and a tough job. And I don't know whether it'll happen or not. I mean, if you were a betting person, you might be wise to bet against it. On the other hand, we have no choice but to hope that in the few years we have to make this kind of change, we're able to build the movement that can demand it.
Bill McKibben, besides the emails you hope people will send to the two candidates, are there other grassroots efforts going on now that you think are worthwhile?
In this country, there's a strong effort being made by a group called OneSky.org, numeral OneSky.org, and they're working hard to continue the work that we did with Step It Up to really press Congress for more cuts in domestic emissions. So there's that work going on in the U.S., and in this sort of global movement, 350.org is where the action is.
That was climate activist and author Bill McKibben. For more information on the movement to slow climate change, visit the websites 350.org or onesky.org.